afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. There's been quite a bit happening in space flight recently, and the news is that one of SpaceX's Falcon 9 reusable rockets has completed 10 launchings and landings. The latest Mars rover's helicopter got into a spot of bother. A piece of orbital debris hit the International Space Station, and China recently launched a new cargo ship to their space station. So first, the Chinese are constructing a space station, which was launched to low Earth orbit on the 28th of April this year. And on the 29th of May, a cargo spacecraft delivered 4.7 tons of cargo and 2 tons of propellant to the space station. This delivery was entirely robotic and prepares the space station for the arrival of 3 astronauts, scheduled to launch, I think, sometime this month. It will take a total of 11 launches to build and supply the space station, with 2 already completed. The Chinese space station project has been in the works for about 30 years, and they gained a lot of orbital assembly experience over the last decade. In September 2011, for example, China launched a prototype space lab called Chang'e 1, which hosted 3 astronaut crews in 2012 and 13. Both of those crewed missions spent about 2 weeks aboard the space lab, and in 2016, China launched Chang'e 2 and performed a series of docking and refueling exercises. Neither of these prototype space labs remains aloft. Chang'e 1 fell to Earth in an uncontrolled fashion in April 2018, burning up over the southern Pacific Ocean. Mission controllers steered Chang'e 2 down for a much more orderly demise in July 2019, also over the South Pacific. So we'll watch this space for further development of the Chinese space station. The International Space Station suffered a blow, literally, when a piece of debris struck a robotic arm. Robotic operators spotted a hole during a routine inspection, which must have been caused by debris, I guess, from a defunct satellite. These travel faster than a speeding bullet, to quote Superman films, and could potentially cause great harm. But in this case, the space station continued uninterrupted as the arm's performance is unaffected. Right, well, what's happening with Perseverance, the latest NASA rover to trundle across the Martian plains? On the 27th of May, NASA published a status update about a problem with the rover's little helicopter. This occurred on the 91st sol, which is a Martian day, of the Perseverance mission when the helicopter performed its 6th flight. Telemetry from that flight shows that it began adjusting its velocity and tilting back and forth in an oscillating pattern, in other words, wobbling about. Prior to landing safely, the onboard sensors indicated the rotorcraft encountered roll and pitch excursions of more than 20 degrees, large control inputs, and spikes in power consumption. Not good. The cause was a glitch in the navigation camera, which resulted in an image being lost and subsequent images being out of sync. So the navigation system based its operations on this out-of-date information and made inaccurate corrections. Despite encountering this anomaly, the helicopter was able to maintain flight and land safely on the surface within about 5 meters of the intended landing location. So there's a lot of resilience built into these systems. There has to be, because nobody can go and fix the thing on the surface of Mars. So while the glitch in the camera now has to be addressed, the problem confirmed the robustness of the craft and its navigation powers, and a lot was learned, which is the purpose of all these excursions to Mars, to learn more about how to cope with problems so that one fine soul, we can send humans there to learn even more. And lastly, reusable rockets. For decades, space rockets have been single-use technology left to burn up on re-entry to the atmosphere once their mission is done. It does seem like an expensive business model for a highly engineered, multi-million dollar piece of equipment. In 2018, Elon Musk set a goal of flying each rocket 10 times before having to carry out serious maintenance. On May the 9th, SpaceX hit that target for the first time when its booster landed safely after its 10th flight. The only vehicles that have made more space flights than this rocket are the NASA space shuttles, and one of them, Discovery, clocked up 39 flights. But that was over a period of 27 years, whereas SpaceX's rocket hit 10 missions in only 26 months. Lots going on in space exploration, and going to space just gets better and better. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.